The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Right now, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 19th caller rips us off for that.
Woohoo!
Like that? I like that. I think that's a very positive development. All right, checking in at
number five.
White House says the Obama administration has been concerned for a while about cyber threats coming from Russia, but they're not commenting on the speculation that the DNC hack was from Moscow. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there is an ongoing investigation.
The FBI has not revealed any information about who may have perpetrated the cyber intrusion at the DNC. There is an ongoing FBI investigation into the cyber breach at the DNC. And so I'm going to be as circumspect as I can out of a desire to protect the integrity of that ongoing investigation.
Okay. Thanks for putting us all to sleep.
So we learned
there,
nothing
Josh.
New there.
Yeah. But here's what Donald Trump said this morning to Fox News about him. Just kidding.
And I'm being sarcastic with some of the first of all, they don't even know. Of course I'm being sarcastic, and they don't even know, frankly, if it's Russia. They have no idea if it's Russia, if it's China, if it's somebody else. Who knows who it is? But you have 33,000 emails deleted, and the real problem is what was said on those emails from the Democratic National Committee. You take a look at what was said on those emails. It's disgraceful.
Okay.
It's disgraceful. They
Fine.
Talk about religion. They talk about
yes.
race. They
He's
talk
right.
about all sorts
yes.
of things, including women.
Yes.
And what they said on those emails is a disgrace.
Yes.
It
but
is.
Here's what was a disgrace was it, joking or not, and he wasn't. Can we play that cut and let people decide that from yesterday? I just want them to play that.
Was he joking?
I don't think he was joking. This is not jokey joke. This is he looked into the camera and he said this, and it's disqualifying. It is nothing short of disqualifying for a man who wishes to be president of the United States.
But it would be interesting to see. I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens. That'll be next.
Mm-hmm. Is that sarcasm? Is that jokey? Is that just kidding? Kidding, okay?
It seemed like he was wishing for it or goading it, but
right.
Yeah.
The sarcastic part was about the press.
But I think it goes back to his judgment about these things, because you would think he had just been giving a major opening on the campaign trail to discuss the emails.
Right.
You know, and most candidates would have taken that, but instead, he can't help himself on those things. Can't help himself.
Checking in at
number four.
Well, we're not moving along very fast today, are we? Vice presidential nominee Senator Tim Kaine says American voters can't believe one word that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth. Last night, the crowd erupted when the senator hit a certain topic.
Trump is a guy who promises a lot, but you might have noticed he's got a way of saying the same two words every time he makes his biggest, hugest promises.
Believe me, it's going to be great. Believe me, we're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. Believe me, we're going to destroy ISIS so fast. Believe me. There's nothing suspicious in my tax returns. Believe me.
Okay. I didn't. I thought that fell flat. I didn't. I mean, I got it in the room why it worked, but.
Oh, you think his impression wasn't good
yeah.
enough, or just the impact of saying that wasn't good enough?
No, we're just meeting him. We don't know if he's funny yet. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to give it some time before you know you're funny. It's very hard to impress Donald Trump.
It was really clearly organized, the talking points that were woven throughout all of the speeches, and one of them was to present Donald Trump as a con artist. And
yes.
Obama and
yes.
You heard that from
Michael Bloomberg
as well.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and one. But first, here she is, Violetta Powdermatic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Time to take sides. Watch the Chicago Cubs battle the Chicago White Sox for the Crosstown Cup tonight at 7. WGN-TV, where Chicago's very own Clay.
Top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN. A lot of numbers I know I'm throwing at you. Here's one.
Number 3.
Jay Cutler spoke with the media. That must have been interesting. He says, you simply cannot replace Matt Forte. And the young running backs they have will just have to step up.
Oh, you can. You can. I mean, just his knowledge and him being here for so long and experience on the field, experience playing with me. You know, most of the time I have to tell him something. I just look at him and, you know, he knew exactly what I was thinking. So it's you can't replace that. You can't replace it in a year anyway. I mean, we've got some a good group of young backs that, you know, we're in develop and we're going to, you know, put as much time as we can into those guys. And they'll get there. I mean, it's a good group, a talented group. So we're still excited about what we have.
So are we rebuilding or not? Why would you guys characterize this?
Yeah, A, rebuilding, and B, he's basically just trying to kill season ticket sales so he can get out of town. He's wondering, well, maybe they'll cancel the, you know, like the December games or something for him.
But so Kevin White is back, the first-round draft pick from last year that we got to see zero of because of a shin injury, so we've got that to look forward
yes,
to.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
That should help season
tickets. He's healthy.
Yeah, but you need a running game. I mean, is great, and they got great receivers.
Yeah, as long as they stay on the field. Alshon had some trouble doing that last year.
But they got that kid from Neb Omaha, too, right? The tight end. They kept him, right? Didn't they?
Tight end's sort of – you're talking about a Hausler or who you
No, the guy was the quarterback in at University of Nebraska at Omaha. But the Zach something or another, right? Wasn't that the guy last year? I'm very confused. Don't ask me.
Yeah, Zach Miller,
right.
Zach Miller, there's your guy.
Is he still there? Did he go?
He's there. Oh, yeah. He'll be their number one tight end.
Yeah, no, I liked him. Mm-hmm. I liked him a lot. So they got some stuff going. I don't know. I'm always excited. It's football season. I love football season.
Love
I love
the games.
All football.
I do, too.
I love going to the games. I love college football. I can even sit through high school football. And I can't sit through high school anything. Just ask my teachers in high school. Mm-hmm. All right, checking in at
number 2.
Matt Damon. Aw, this is kind of sad.
What?
He was on TV last night, on The Tonight Show last night. And he was talking about taking his daughter to her first concert when she was 10 years old, Prince.
People with Prince put us literally next to the stage. We could reach up and touch Prince. And I turned to my wife and I said, we've completely ruined this child. This is her first concert.
Unbelievable. Like,
we got to go back and talk to him afterwards, and he was just amazing. And he said the most awesome Prince thing ever, which was, I was just chatting with him, and I asked him, you know, I said, you still live in Minnesota, don't you? And we were in Europe at the time, we were in London, and he just turns and he looks me right in the eye and he goes, I live inside my own heart, Matt Damon.
What an incredible story.
Wow.
And he's right, he did ruin his daughter.
Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
You don't. Yeah. All right, and finally.
What was that?
That was Donald Trump hitting me in the head.
Number 1.
Drake opened the door. Kanye West stepped right through it, taking pot shots at Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift.
He's been doing a lot of that.
Drake brought Kanye out as a surprise guest during the Chicago concert last night, and he immediately went on a Taylor beef mini rant. They sell that in the concourse, don't they? The Taylor beef mini rant?
They do.
Yeah.
With Jardiner.
Yeah. And it was after Kim Kardashian posted, she snapped videos depicting West getting permission from Swift to mention her in his song Famous, in which he raps, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why I made that B-word famous.
Well, all I gotta say is I am so glad my wife has Snapchat.
Going on here.
Well, his wife has Snapchat and was able to record
the phone call between Taylor Swift and Kanye.
And she said that it was okay to use her name in the song, but she said she didn't. It was not okay to call her the B word or whatever, and put, you know.
Yeah.
The other stuff he said about
haters
her.
Gonna hate.
Hate, and then you wonder
if they just all create all this stuff to get attention. I mean,
I'm gonna just tell you something.
This is the world we live in.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Okay.
That when President Trump steps aside. In 2020,
Kanye's up.
President West will take over. And that is how America goes. We're going to be sitting here 4 years from now, the
Could
Democratic
happen.
National Convention, and it's going to be, we're going to be awaiting Kanye's big speech tonight.
I mean, how good, or Kim Kardashian, what kind of a first lady would she be? You know, we'd be talking about that.
Bootylicious. That's what she'd be. The first
Everything
time
going on in the White House we know about because she put it on Snapchat.
Right.
See?
Exactly.
It'd be total transparency, Kevin, and that's
right.
why people would
That's what
want
we
to
need in
her.
This country. Kanye and Kim K.
Right.
2020.
Yeah, doing some snapping. We'd be snapping.
And you used to just joke about that and say it would never happen, and then here, as
year.
We sit here today, you have to say, you know, maybe.
America's broken, people. America's broken. We have to fix it. We have to fix it. We have to fix it.
The top five at five.